Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Peites. We begin the 10th parak of Masechta Zvachim, parak Kol HaTadir. This is the primary discussion in Shas of the concept of Tadir V'She'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Obviously, we're familiar with it from Pesachim and from other places, Brachos, but when it comes to the primary source in Shas, this is it. This is the Mishnah about Tadir V'She'enu Tadir. So says the Mishnah, Kol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem Eschavero. The rule is that which comes more frequently than something else precedes. If you have an option of doing A or B, so that which comes more frequently is what you do first. That is the rule throughout Shas. The way the way people explain it generally is that although, let's say, I think it was Rav Aaron Lichtenstein who gave the mashal that although a child may look very forward to seeing a grandparent or an aunt or uncle who lives far away that they rarely see, but ultimately their parents who are there with them every single day are much more important in their lives. They may not be so excited about it, so that which comes less tadir may generate more excitement, but an ultimate level of importance, that which is there every single day, day in and day out for a person, creates is ultimately the most important thing for them. So kol tadir mechavero, same as true with mitzvos. Those mitzvos that are more tadir are kodem eschaveru, and therefore hatmidin kodem l'musafin. If you have a choice, bringing carbon tamid or bringing carbon musaf, you first bring the carbon tamid and then the carbon musaf, because the carbon tamid is brought twice a day, every day. Carbon musaf is brought by definition on special occasions. Musfei Shabbos kodem l'musfei Rosh Chodesh. The musaf of Shabbos is brought before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. If it happens to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh on the same day, you bring the musaf of Shabbos for, because Shabbos obviously comes much more frequently than Rosh Chodesh comes. Musfei Rosh Chodesh kodem l'musfei Rosh Shana. The musaf of Rosh Chodesh comes before the musaf of Rosh Shana. Shneamar milvad olasa boker shel olasa tamid tasu es eile. And we dash in straight from a pasuk that milvad olasa boker, which we assume means ha'asuya kvar, that which was done previously already, then tasu es eile. In addition to that, you do the carbon musaf. So in addition to the carbon tamid, the olas Tamid, which was already done, you should also do on top of that the carbon musaf. Now the next mishnah is going to have a different rule of kalam kudash mechavero kodem eschavero. By each of these rules, the achronim are dan. When we say that the tamid is kodem or the mekudash is tamid, is it only when both of them came to the Azara at the same exact time, or even if they didn't both come to the Azara at the same exact time? Meaning, even if one came first, still you would let the tadir cut the line. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, Menachos Kodmin LeYayin, VaYayin Kodem LeShemen, VaShemen Kodem LeLevona, LeLevona Kodemis LeMelech, UMelech Kodem LeEtzim. Amosai bizman shaba ukulan ke'echad. Aval haba rishon, karav rishon, vaba achron, karav achron. In discussing menachos, the Rambam says clearly that which comes first to the Azara has precedence, and then if they come at the same time, then we can open up the discussion to tadir v'she'enu tadir. So in the Kutei Halachos, the Chafetz Chaim writes that from the sugya of the Gemara later on in Daf Tzadi Aleph, he thinks that it's only by other dinim of kedima that there's a maila for that which comes first. But legabe the din of kedimas tadir and legabe the din of kedimas mekudash, then it doesn't matter which one comes first. Even that which comes later, you would be makdim. The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Gimel writes from the Chora, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you should be makdim the tadir and the mekudash? In general, throughout Shas, we always assume that we can use svara to figure out what comes before something else. Most famously, Shabbos Chaf Gimel and Beis, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. Mahu, what's the din if you have Ner Chanukah Kiddush Hayom? Kiddush Hayom adif de tadir, odom Ner Chanukah adif mishum persumi nisa. So the Gemara says, Basar Dibai adif pashta, then Ner Chanukah adif mishum persumi nisa. But what you see from that Gemara is that we're working with svara. We're just analyzing on our own the various qualities of the different mitzvahs. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that tadir comes first? So it could be that says Chazon Ish, it could be that it's coming to teach me that tadir comes first even when it's baba achrona, even if it doesn't come at the same time. That's why I would need the pasuk. You could have also said that assessing the qualities of the different mitzvahs, the Gemara assumes over there that tadir makes a difference. How do we know that tadir makes a difference? That tadir is even a svara to say that it would mean a higher quality mitzvah. So it could be that it's based on this. It's based on the fact that we already have a pasuk that tells us that it's so, that tadir means something to us. Karnor writes that there's a difference between Mekudosh and Tadir. So when it comes to Tadir, we don't give any precedence to that which comes to the Azara first. We always go with the Tadir. But when it comes to Mekudosh, we don't always go with the Mekudosh. That which comes to the Azara first is going to beat out the quality of Mekudosh. So against the Lukutei Halachos, the things both by Tadir and Mekudosh, they both don't matter which comes to the Azara first. The Tadir and Mekudosh is always the rule. Karinora thinks there's a chiluk between Tadir and Mekudosh. And finally, a third possibility, the Mikdash David writes that if a single person has two chiyuvim, one of them which is Tadir, one of them which is not Tadir, before he brings them to the Azara, he already has a chiyuv. That individual already has a chiyuv to bring the Tadir first. So therefore, it's not going to make a difference which one comes to the Azara first, because before he ever gets to the Azara, the chiyuv has already set in. But let's say he says you have two guys that bring karbanos to a kohen. So there's one kohen who's dealing with the karbanos of two different people. So that for that kohen, the chiyuv only sets in when it's brought into the Azara. So for that kohen, he says, then that which is brought to the Azara first is going to trump any considerations of Tadir and Mekudosh, because there were two separate people before they went into the Azara, so there was no conflict, there was no Kadima before they came into the Azara. Once they came into the Azara, so they were faced with, they were both handed off to the Kohen. So at that point, the Kadima to the Azara, says the Mikdash David, he thinks should make all the difference. Now there's a major discussion in the Achronim, when we say Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, is that only a consideration when you are going to be able to do both mitzvos at the end of the day? Or even if you're only going to be able to do one of the mitzvos, and you have to choose one mitzvah over the other, is tadir not just kodem, but tadir adif as well? Or is it is tadir just a din kodem? That if you're going to do both, do the tadir first. But maybe if you're not going to do both, maybe then tadir doesn't play a role. Maybe tadirus is only in precedence, but not in knocking one off in favor of the other. So there is a Tshuvas Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph Siman Dalet Os Aleph, where he writes that maybe you could bring a raya from the Gemara Menachos, that where the Gemara says Pshita Tmidin Adifi Davalu Tadir Mekudash, he says maybe that Gemara, which seems to be discussing which to do, as opposed to discussing which to do first, it's discussing which one to do if you have only one. It says maybe that's a raya to the sheet of the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Peh Dalet in Or Chaim, that Tadir Ve'eino Tadir is not only in regards to Kedima. It's even when you have two mitzvahs, one is tadir, one is not tadir, and if you do one, you're not going to be able to do the other one at all, still to be mekayim the tadir, even though that's going to be mevatel the other one. Because the Gemara says that mitzad mailas hatadir, or mitzad mailas hamukudash, you should be makriv the tamid or the musaf, even if you're going to be mevatel the other one by going and being makriv the one that is tadir or mekudash. It's a major discussion in the Achronim, but that is the Beis Halevi's take on it, that maybe that's a raya that the Gemara seems to assume, that Gemara Menachos seems to assume that even when one beats out the other, you would still say tadir u'mekudash. The other major issue that Tosos over here deals with on our Mishnah is Tosos points out that in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim in Taminishchat in Daf Nun Ches, at the very beginning of Perek Taminishchat, the Gemara says minayin shelo yehi davar kodem l'tamid. How do I know you shouldn't have anything brought before the Karban Tamid? Shenemar haola ola rishona. How do I know the first thing you bring in the morning is the Tamid Shal Shachar? Because the pasuk says haola, and we dash, and that means ola rishona. So Frek Tosos Akasha, he says lamali. Typically, mehacha. Why do I need a special drasha of ha'ola ola rishona? Why don't you just say the Tamid Shal Shachar is obviously brought first? Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem, and Tamid Shal Shachar is obviously tadir. So why isn't that enough? Why do I need a drasha of ha'ola ola rishona? So Tosos answers offers several answers, and Achronim adds some answers. Tosos answers that you need the drasha of the Gemara of Ha'ola Ola Rishona to teach me that you should be makriv the Karban Tamid before the Hakravas HaChavitin. Every day there was Chavite Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol brought in two parts, in the morning and afternoon. So mitzad the din, tadiv sheinu tadiv tadiv kodem, you might have thought to bring the chavite kohen gadol before the karmat tamid, because even though the chavitin is just as tadir as the tamid is, and that's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that no, that the karmat tamid comes first. Now, Tosfos doesn't stop at that answer. Tosfos then offers other answers. Question is, what's wrong with that answer? Is there any problem with that answer that Tosfos would want to offer other answers? So there is a diyun in the Achronim whether Chavite Kohen Gadol is considered to be just as tadir as the Karban Tamid. Why? It's brought every single day and it's twice a day, so why wouldn't it be just as tadir? So there's a discussion exactly how to understand the Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavite Kohen Gadol is really, so the way most of the Achronim explain it, and just based on the Gemaras, it's really one karban. It's really one hakrava. It's one karban that you just split into two parts, machzisa b'boker, machzisa b'erev. But really, it's a single mitzvah. As opposed to the Korban Tamid, there's a separate mitzvah Talmud Shel Shachar, and a separate mitzvah Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. So even though the actions involved in terms of Chavite Kohen Gadol are with the same frequency as the actions involved in terms of the Korban Tamid, but in terms of the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Chavite Kohen Gadol is really a mitzvah once a day. The mitzvah of Korban Tamid is a mitzvah twice a day, every day. So that could be why Tosfos doesn't satisfy himself with that answer and then goes and suggests other answers as well. Another answer Tosfos says, even though when it comes to Avodas Adam, we know you should be makriv of the Karban Tamid before all other Karbanos, but we wouldn't know legabi in the mitzvah of Haktara, of the burning of the limbs of the animal, that Tamid comes before the burning of all the other animals. And that's what Ha'ola comes to teach me. Minyeinu Chinami. Tadav Shedu Tadav Tadav Kodim teaches me about the Dam. But what about the Haktara Say Varim? That's what I need Ha'ola. So the Rav Elchanan and the Netziv and others point out that what's Tosfos talking about? Why would Tadav Shedu Tadav not be enough to teach me about the burning of the limbs also? That's also more tadir than burning of limbs of any other animals. Why would I think that it's any different? Meaning, well, why does Tosfos say, oh, the tadir shein v'tadir only teaches me about the dam, but the burning of the limbs, that I need another pasuk. Why doesn't tadir shein v'tadir teach me about the burning of the limbs of the karban tamid, that should come before every other animal? That's also more tadir. So the Stipler is a beautiful teretz. The Stipler writes that only by avodas hadam of a karban is the avodas hadam misyaches to the shame karban. When it comes to the shechita of a karban shlamim, it's called the shechita shlamim. Shechita of a karban olah is called the shechita solah. Shechita of a karban chatas, shechita chatas. When it comes to the mitzvahs haktara, the avodas haktara is not misyaches to that particular karban to say this is a haktara shlamim or haktara solah. The din of haktara is that you have to be makdir all the emurim of all the karbanos. It's just a din in karbanos in general. So it's not shaykh to say that the evarim of the tamid are more tadir than the evarim of the, because it's all one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of burning limbs of karbanos. It's not a mitzvah in the karban tamid. The shechita of the karban tamid is misyaches to the shame tamid. So the shechita of particular karbanos is misyaches to the shame of that particular karban. Burning the limbs is not misyaches to the shame of that karban at all. Tosfos offers a third teretz to his kasha of why I need ha'ola, if after all I know tadav shenu tadav tadav kodem. So he says I need all the rishona to tell me that, and this is also an instructive answer that Tosfos says, to teach me that you're makdim the karban tamid before nidarim and nidavos. Because nidarim and nidavos are efshar b'chol yom, and therefore they're very tadir. Meaning, theoretically, nidarim and nidavos could be brought more frequently than a karban tadir. People might bring nidarim and nidavos multiple times each and every day, 10 times, 20 times each and every day. Karban tamid is only brought twice a day. So one might have thought nidarim and nidavos comes before a karban tamid because it's brought more frequently. So that's why I need ha'ola to tell me not so. Tell me that the karban tamid is brought first. Question is, how do you understand that? Ha'ola therefore teaches me that even though ein achinami, the Dharma and Davos are more tadir, the Karban Tamid is brought first anyway because of Ha'ola. Or is no, maybe the drush is being megala to me what the definition of tadir is. That tadir is not something that happens to be done more frequently. Tadir is that which needs to be done more frequently. The Karban Tamid, there's no way out. Twice a day, every day, it's an absolute chiyuv. Nedarim Rudavos, theoretically, if people decided not to bring Nedarim Rudavos, that would be okay too, and it could become much less frequent than the Karban Tamid. It doesn't need to be, even though it's Matzoi, it's matzoi more than the Karban Tamid. It's not more tadir than the Karban Tamid. For instance, let's say a person is the Shailu Shagasariya deals with during the days of Siras HaOmer. Person makes early Shabbos, goes home, has his Friday night meal, and at the end of the meal, now he's got to do three things. He's got to say Kriya Shema again because he didn't say Kriya Shema after dark. He has to count Sfira and he has to bench. So what should he do first? So you would say, okay, tadir v'shena tadir, tadir kodem, whatever comes up most frequently is what you would do, is what you would do first. Question is, how do you measure benching against Kriya Shema? Is benching more frequent than Kriya Shema, or Kriya Shema more frequent than benching? What if a person washes three meals a day? So does benching become more tadir for that person? Well, it's more matzoi for that person, but Kriya Shema is still more tadir, because Kriya Shema is something that he has a chiyuv to do each and every day. So that relates to that answer of Tosos. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Minalan, how do I know that Tadir v'shenu Tadir Tadir Kodem? How do I know the rule of our Mishnah? So says Gemara, Minalan, what do you mean Minalan? We said it in the Mishnah itself, because the Kamar Taima, Milvadol Asaboker. It said in the Mishnah that the Kamar Tamid is brought before the Kamar Musaf is brought. So what kind of question? Minalan. So says Gemara, no, Dilma Tamidin Hein Dekadmul Musaf and Mishum De Tadiri. Maybe that's a din of Tamid coming before Musaf. Musafim minalan, but how do I know that a carbon musaf is brought before another carbon musaf? That's the minalan. So I'm Rabbi La, Damar Kra, Ka'ela Tasu Liyom Shivas Yamim. Ela Ka'ela, says Rashi, Basaruhu Kra, the Mulvadolos Aboker Tasu as Ela, after the pasuk that says that Mulvadolos Olos Aboker Tasu as Ela, Ksiv, the pasuk then goes on to say, Ka'ela Ta'asu. Mashma kaseidish ha'amarti lach ke'ele shalmala, when it goes on to discuss the Karbanos Musaf of Pesach, it sounds like it's saying, follow the same order that I told you previously in regards to the Karban Tamid. Meaning, kishem sha'atadir kodem kach seidir ha'musafin. Shem yom sheyesh beiz musafin gom b'shabesh b'toch regel yeah, tadir kodem. That just like in the world of Tamid versus other things, tadir comes first, so too in the world of Musaf versus is Musaf, the Musaf that is more Tadir comes first. So Frak the Gemara Vami Vayle Lugufei, how could you darshin from that Pasuk? We need that Pasuk just to tell me that there's a din of bringing those Karbanos Musaf of Pesach. How can it also be teaching me the din of Tadir within the world of Karban Musaf? Say MK Nichtov Eile Tasaliyom. Then it should have said Eile Tasaliyom. So Ikas it shouldn't have said Ka Eile. So it says Mara Iksiv Eile Tasaliyom Shivasiyamim Havamina Eile Lashivasiyamim. I would have thought that those seven kvasim are split amongst the Shivasiyamim. So that's why it says Liyom Ksiv. That's why it has to say Layom to tell me that it's not so. And therefore the Chaf of Ka Eile is still open to tell me Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem within the world of Musaf. Vakati ema eila liyom avlashar yomi lo yadani kama. I still might have said, without the ka, without the ka eila, I would have said eila liyom, says Rashi, liyom rishon, vaduksiv zayin yam mishay reach nichoch la'ashem v'lo yadani kama, that all these karbanos are for the first day, and the other days of Pesach, I don't know exactly how much you have to bring, and that's why I need ka eila to tell me, l'ach yitzrich ka eila dal karchach mehash tukim tasu liyom ashar yom. Me that it's that therefore is coming to tell me that it's going on all of the days that you have to bring those karbanos. So maybe ka'ela is needed the gufei to teach me just which karbanos to bring throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. Amakra ta'asu shiukal asu yashavos. No, the pasuk already says ta'asu. From there, we already know same carbon you bring the first day is the same you bring the second day and the third day and the fourth, etc. Right? We know that from ta'asu. We don't need ka'ela to teach that to me. Ka'ela is therefore extra, the chaf of Ka'ela is therefore extra to teach me Tadir. That's the uniqueness of the quality of the nature of the Musafin of Pesach in distinction to the Musaf of Sukkot. That on Pesach it's the same thing every single day. Abayi Amar Migufa Dekra. Abayi says we learn from the pasuk itself. Im Kein Leimakra Milvad Olas Haboker V'Tishtok. Because the pasuk could have just said Milvad Olas Haboker. Why does it have to add in Asher Lo Olas Hatamid Lamali? Why do I need that extra phrase? Meaning, when the pasuk is telling me about the carbon mus, when the pasuk is coming to tell me about the Tadir, about the idea that you bring carbon musaf after carbon tamid, why does it have to say Asher Lo Olas Hatamid Lamemer Dahachti Tadira Tikto? Must be coming to tell me that there's always a rule of Tadir V'Shem Tadir Tadir Kodem, and that rule applies across the board, regardless of whether carbon tamid is involved or carbon tamid is not involved. Look at Rashi, Asher Lo Olas Hatamid Lamali Pshita to Olas Haboker Olas Hatamid. He Olas Haboker always means the Olas Hatamid. The Torah is telling you is why the Karban Tamid comes earlier. We know Olas HaBoker means the Karban Tamid. It's not telling me that the Karban Tamid comes earlier. It's telling me why the Karban Tamid comes earlier. And why is it? Because it's the Olas HaTamid. Because it's the one that's constant. It's the one that's always brought. Must be coming, teach me that whenever you have that which is more common than something else, you always bring the more common first. That's what it's coming to teach me. Fine, next Mishnah. The Gemara is going to raise the shaila. What if you have a tadir and makudash? Which one wins out? Tadir versus makudash. But either way, there is a rule, a similar rule to call a tadir mechavero, namely that which is makudash, then its friend is brought before the other one. So how do you define kedusha? How do you define makudash? So the Mishnah is going to try to identify the unique qualities of each karban and define kedusha based on whatever unique qualities we identify for each karban. So says the Mishnah. Dama chatos kodem ladama ola. The blood of a chatos comes before the blood of an ola. Neshu meratza, because dama chatos comes to be meratza for an avera, for a violation of los hases. An ola is mechaper on hases, but it's not meratza. Evari ola kodem le muri chatos. The evarim of an ola come before the emurim of a karban chatos. Neshu kalli ishim, because the evarim of an ola are totally burnt on the mizbeach. Chatos kodemus la asham, mnei shadama nita nadal kronos ala yisod. The chatos comes before an asham because you put the blood on the four corners, and asham only gets beis matan shein dalid and not on the kronos. Asham kodem la toda, and asham is brought before the carbon, comes before a toda, the el nazir, and before an el nazir, mnei shu kache kachim, because an asham is kache kachim. Toda ve el nazir kodem la shlamim, mnei shehine echal niyom echad v'tun lechem. Toda and el nazir are unique because they're eaten for one day, as opposed to shlamim, which is eaten for 2 days. So it shows that the toda and el nazir are more kodesh in some way, that they're more special, they can only be eaten for a shorter window of time. And they require lechem to be brought with them. That itself makes it better, makes it more kadosh than a shlamim. Hashlamim kodmin lebechar, mnei shein tunim matan dalet usmichum nesachem utruvus chaz v'shok. That the shlamim has all of those qualities over bechar, requires dalet matnos dam, requires smicha, requires nesachem that go along with it, and waving the chaz v'shok. Habechar kodmin lemeiser, mnei she kedushas omerechem menechal kohanim. Bechar is more kadosh than meiser because it's kadosh from when it's born. Meiser only becomes kadosh when you bring all the animals into the corral and then let them out one by one and count them, and when you, whatever you count number 10 becomes Meiser, but Bechar is just by virtue of its being born first, it already has Kedushas Bechar, and it's Nechal HaKohanim. Meiser kodem la'ofos mimreishu zevach v'yesh b'kodesh kadashim dama ve'emurav. That the Meiser beats out any ofos because the Meiser is a zevach. By virtue of it being a zevach, it beats out ofos. What does that mean? Says Rashi, mimreishu min zevach zvichas sakin va'of b'malika. That you use a knife as opposed to an oaf where you do malika and you don't do a shchita with a knife. And zvachim are more chashuv because there are more mitzvahs that you do with shchita than there are that you do with malika, because all karbanos mostly are zvachim. Now, it's unclear what the nekuda that Rashi is highlighting really is. Meaning, what is it about the being a zevach that makes it better. So it seems that the reason for the Hakdamas HaZevach to the Oaf can't just be that it's Nishchat B'Sakin and the Oaf is Nimlak, because you could say Adrabba, Malikas HaOaf is a Chumrah, because you need Kahuna, it's an Avoda, Shechitas K'sher B'Zar. Shechit is not even avod. Ksher bizar. Malika is not ksher bizar. So I might have thought that I would say that no, Malika makes it more kadosh. Shechita is not as kadosh as Malika. So it must be that the real reason that Rashi is highlighting is that kol hakarbanos banim min hazvachim v'lo min ha'ofos, that the ofos are not as commonly brought as karbanos, as opposed to or not even kosher for most of the karbanos. Usually karbanos are brought from zvachim. Ha'of was called min l'menachos, but of beats out a karban mincha reshein mine damim, because of is blood karban. Mincha schote kodum mincha snedava, within the world of mincha, the mincha schote comes before mincha snedava, a voluntary mincha reshu baal chet, because that which comes to atone for an aveira beats out a voluntary karban. Chatos ha'of kodemus la'ola sa'of v'chein bekadesha. The chatos ha'of comes before in the Ola Sa'of. The Gemara is going to derive that from Psukim, and also when you're Makdish it, you should mention the Chatos first. You're Makdish a Kan of birds, there's a Chatos and an Ola in every Kan, so you should be Makdish the Chatos first in when you choose to be Makdish it. Now there is a Gemara Meseches Horios, toward the end of Horios, and Dafid Beis and Beis, where it says, Kol HaMakudosh Mechavero Kodem Eschavero. The Mishnah talks about Kohen Kodem Levi, Levi Yisrael, etc. goes through the whole list of who is Makudosh Mechavero. And the Gemara over there says minalan. The Gemara says v'kidashto l'chol dover shabekdusha. We learn from there that you should be mekadesh the kohen for chol dover shabekdusha. Levtoach rishon, levarich rishon, litol mani yafa rishon. So the question is, why is that different than our sugya? Why is that different than kol mekudesh mechavero kodem eschavero that we don't learn from v'kidashto? So the Karen Ora writes over there that we don't bring that drasha v'kidashto here in the Gemara in Zvachim, because the din in our mission is different than the din in the Mishnah in Horios. Our Mishnah deals with the Kedushas HaKarban, that a Karban that's more Mekudosh Mechavero should be brought first. The Mishnah in Horios deals with the Kedusha of the Baal HaKarban, that if the Baal HaKarban is more Mekudosh than another Baal HaKarban, namely a Kohen and Yisrael walk in with the same exact Karban at the same time, which Karban comes first? We bring the Karban of the Kohen first. In regards to that, V'kidashto teaches us that din. But these are two separate din, one in the Cheftza, one in the Gavra. Right? The din in Horios is the din in the Gavra, the din in Zvachim is the din in the Cheftza of the carbon itself. In Shulchan Aruch, Nor Chaim Simn Chav Hei, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that a person should put on when he has his talis and tefillin every morning, so we're used to this, we put on our talis, and then we put on our tefillin. Shulchan Aruch says, why? Malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. That first you put on the talis, then you put on the tefillin, because the tefillin has greater kedusha, and you want to go up in kedusha rather than go down in kedusha. So all of the gedolei ha'achronim ask the obvious kasha. What do you mean malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin? The shagasariyah in simul chavches, the nadbiyuda in his daglum revav over there in simul chavhei. They all ask, what do you mean malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin? You should always do the Mekudosh first, not Malin Mekudosh. Do the Mekudosh first, and Tefillin is more Mekudosh. So how could you say Malin Mekudosh v'lo Meridin and to put on the Talis first? So Bir Alacha quotes from Achronim that Shulchan Aruch is talking about the person, that the person has to go mi Madrega le Madrega and to go up in Kedusha. Because at first he covers himself just with the Kisvei Shel Mitzvah, which is the Talis, and then Ali Day the Tefillin, he has a Kesh, so he raises his own level. But mitzad, the mitzvahs themselves, you should be makdim the mitzvah that's mekudash to a mitzvah that's ain't a mekudash. So the Har Tzvi in the Tshuva, Rav Pesach Frank, Nor Chaim Chelek Aleph Simul Chaf, he says, what's he talking about? Meaning he just repeats the question. He's saying, yeah, Malam Kodesh V'lo Meridin is a real way to increase Kedusha, and when it comes to two separate mitzvahs, that which is Kodesh should come first. Yeah, so that's why you should put on your tefillin first. That's exactly the point. What's why he's just repeating the question and saying that it's an answer. So says Rav Pesach Frank, no, you have to pay careful attention to the Bir Halacha, and you'll see exactly what he's talking about. He says that he's saying something very major over here. He's saying there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that are not done on a person's body, that the mitzvah is a pu'ula ma'asit. You are doing an action, but it's not something that is happening to you. When you have two pu'ulos to do, each one is its own action, and you can't do them at the same time, you do one after the other. So then we say the klal of our Mishnah that the Mekudosh is Kodem. But when you're dealing with a mitzvah that's on your body, that involves a transformation of you, or that's happening to you, then the mitzvah that's done al guf ha'adam, you always go with malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. You always start with the lower level of Kedusha, and you work your way up to a higher level. Higher level of kedusha. Aruch HaShulchan says no. It's more pashut that while tefillin is more mekudash, tzitzis is more tadir because tzitzis you wear in Shabbos also. So the Gemara has an ibaya delivshita about which one comes first when you have a tadir and a mekudash. So the Gemara leaves it unresolved, and the Rambam says therefore you do whatever you want. But over here there's another factor of malam mekudash v'lo meridin. So that tips the scale in terms of mekudash and a tadir that are against each other. Malam mekudash v'lo meridin tips the scale in favor of the tzitzis first. Rather than the tefillin, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan answers in the Tshuva's base Sha'arim. He quotes over here that it's not shayich. The din of kol mekudash is only shayich when the maisa mitzvah itself you do with a ribui kedusha, like zrikas dam chatos, meaning. All the cases of Kedusha in the Mishnah is what you do with the carbon itself reflects that Kedusha. Your maisa in doing the mitzvah is how you either create the Kedusha or express the Kedusha. The Kedusha of tefillin over tzitzis has nothing to do with the maisa mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. As a chefza, before you touch it, it already has Kedusha. Over here we're talking about more matnos dam means more Kedusha. The blood in the cup does not have more Kedusha. By doing that maisa mitzvah, that's what is the source of the Kedusha. Doing the maisa mitzvah creates the higher level of Kedusha. That's where we're going to say kolam kudush chaveru kodem as chaveru says the Beisharim. But when the chefta before you even touch it, it's sitting in munach bekeren zavis, you have a talis and tefillin sitting in the corner in shul, still the tefillin is more mekudash. So that we're not going to say kolam kudush chaveru yosem yechaveru. Then we're going to say mal mekudash v'lo meridin. Okay, on we go. Says the Gemara. Minani mili, how do I know this rule of kolam kudush tana rabbanan uparsheni ben bakar tikach lechatas imbal amichem shneim harei kvar nemer va'asa ha'echad lechatas va'asa ha'echad olda. To tell me that there are two, and already said there are two. Why highlight that it's a second one? I might have thought chatos comes before all my se'ola. If it were to said parsheni, meaning what we're dealing with over here is the Mishnah has seemed to have two contradicting things. It said that dam chatos comes before dam ola, but when it comes to the evarim, we said the evarim of the ola come before the emurim of the chatos. So why is it? So on the one hand, we would say so chatos comes before ola. So from that pasuk, I would say, okay, Ola always comes first. So you have contradictory pesukim. Tamlom revasa sechad chatos vesechad Ola. Okay, tzad. Dam chatos kodemus to dam ola mnei shemratza. Dam chatos comes before dam ola because it's mratza. Evare ola, but the evarim of a carbon ola, it seems to, that those two dots don't really belong. It's really the same sentence. I don't know what those two dots are doing there. But the evarim of the ola come before the evarim. You see how the printer made a mistake because we do. That is a quote from the Mishnah about the Evariola, but it's really just the end of the sentence. The Evariola come before Neimurim of the Chatos. Vamai, Matana Kamaisa de Mechapra Tikta Mahanachlo. Why do we assume that all the Dam of the Chatos comes before the Dam of the Ola? The Kapara element of the Dam of the Chatos is achieved with a single Matnas Dam. Why don't you do a single Matnas Dam, then finish up the Ola, and then go back to the Dam of the Chatos? So Gemara has two possible answers. Amar Ravina, Hacha Bechatos Alvi Maskinan. We're dealing with Chatos Alvi. That is not Baal Chet. Even though it's like an Ola, and therefore it's not actually being Mechaper, because it's more like an Ola, it's not being Baal Chet, still the Torah says it comes first. B'marava Amri, they gave a different answer. Hold the Hiskel Matanos Gomer. Once you start doing the Matanos Dam, finish what you're doing, and then you move on to the next thing. Ibailahu. So where is the Shaila? Dam chatos veivari ola ezumeim kodem. If you have dam chatos versus a varim of a carbon ola, which one comes first? Dam chatos or a varim of a carbon ola? Dam chatos kodem meishem ratza odzuma evari ola kodem meishem kalali ishim. Is dam chatos better because it creates ritzui, or is a varim of an ola better because it's kalali ishim? It gets totally burnt. Tashma dam chatos kodem le dam ola. Well, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said dam chatos comes before dam of an ola. L'davalu the kadim levarim lo kadim. Sounds like it would not come before the varim of an ola. Says Gemara, yeah, if you're going to look at the Mishnah, adrav misefa. Look at the other halacha of the Mishnah. Evari ola kodmin le'emurei chatas. Oh, what does evari ola come before? Le'emurei chatas u the kadim. L'dam chatas lo kadim. It only comes before emurei chatas. Doesn't come before dam chatas. El mehalak l'mashmina. So bottom line is, if you're looking at our Mishnah for an answer to this question of dam chatas or evari ola, you're not going to find an answer because you have opposite implications in different lines of the Mishnah. Next Shaila, Yiboyelahu. Dam Ola ve'emurei chatas is a man kodem. If you have Dam Ola versus emurei chatas, which one comes first? The Dam Ola or the emurei chatas? Dam Ola kodem dekasi, meaning now we're going to the second place finishers. Right? We just said of the two first place guys, the Dam Chatas, which comes before the Dam Ola, and the Evari Ola, which comes before the emurei chatas. So of the two, those two that win, which one comes first? Now we're going with the losers. Of the two that lose, which one comes first? So Dam Ola kodem dekasi mikoch, who wins the consolation game. Dam Ola kodem dekasi mikoch kalil. Does Dam Ola come first because it's kalil, because it's completely burnt? Or maybe emurei chatas come first because they come from a koch of a mechaper. So tashma dam chatas, meaning it's not the mechaper itself. The dam is the mechaper. The emurim are not the mechaper, but they come mikoach mechaper. They come from a korban that's mechaper. Tashma dam chatas. So let's see our mishnah. Dam chatas kodem ladam ola. It says dam chatas comes before dam ola. Dam chatas who the kodem ladam ola. Avol emurei chatas lo. Sounds like only dam chatas precedes dam ola, but emurei chatas will not come before dam ola. Adraba, but if you want to be medayik that way, mi seifa, take a look at the seifa. Evari ola kodmin la emurei chatas. The evarim of karmin ola come before the emurim of karmin chatas. Sounds like evari ola hu the kodmin la emurei chatas. It's only the evarim of the ola that come before the emurim of the chatas. Of a dam ola, but the dam of an ola would not come low, would not come before the emurim of the chatas. So it sounds like the dam of the ola does not win. So again, bottom line, even in the amongst the second place finishers, we don't know which one would come first from our Mishnah. So it remains unresolved. It remains unresolved in the Gemara which one comes first. Now there is a major discussion in the Achronim as to what the relationship is between these two shilas that we just asked. Do they hinge on each other in any way? Is the answer to one necessarily going to answer the other one, or is there perhaps an imtim tzilomar? Just alert you that there is such a discussion. We don't really have time for it now, though. Ibailuhu, next shaila. Dam ola v'dam asham ezameyan kodem. If you have dam ola or dam asham, which comes first? Didn't mention that in the Mishnah. Should we say dam ola kodem dekasi mikoch kalil, or dilma dam asham kodem demechaper, or dekasi mikoch mechaper? Two different kirsos. Should you say that the dam of the ola comes mikoach kalil, or the dam of the asham comes first because it comes mikoach a korban that's mechaper? L'chora, it itself is the mechaper. That's why they take out the phrase dekasi mikoach. The dam of the asham is a mechaper. So tashima, dam chatos kodem le dam ola. We said dam chatos comes before dam ola. Aval dam asham lo makes it sound like, but dam asham doesn't come before a dam of an ola. So says Gemara, no. Really, it could have said Dam Asham comes before Dam of Nola also. But once we wanted to say the Seifa, where we compare the Evarim of Nola to the Emurim of a Chatas, Evari Ola Kodmin Emurei Chatas, and we didn't want to compare it to Emurim of an Asham, why not? Because if it would have said that the Evarim of an Ola come before the Emurim of an Asham, I would have said only before the Emurim of an Asham, but not before the Emurim of Achatas, Mishum Hachitan Achatas. So for the sake of paralleling the Reisha and the Seifa, of making them similar, so that's why we mentioned Chatas as opposed to mentioning Asham. But maybe in the Chinami, Dam Asham would come before Dam Ola also. Tashma, another Raya, Chatas Kodam Asham, Chatas comes before Asham, Chatas who the Kadmalei L'Asham of Ola Lo. Sounds like only Chatas beats out Asham, but Ola does not. So my Lav Dam, isn't that referring to the Dam, that the Dam of the Ola does not beat out the Asham, the Dam of the Asham? Lo, Aimurim. We're talking about the Aimurim. Dekanami, Dekanami, Meshav Damanitan, Shmamina. So it says Meshav Damanitan, so you know that we're talking about the Aimurim, so Shmamina. Fine. chatos kodemes v'chulei adraba ashem kadmish ken yishlo kitzva. So now we're questioning the different qualities that we highlighted that we said added kedusha. So we said the chatos is kodem because it's mechaper. Well, maybe the ashem should be kadmish ken yishlo kitzva because there's a minimum cost that a carbon ashem has to have. Well, but in chatos to ashem, we said what was the reason that chatos is better than ashem? It was about the matnas dam, I think, right? That it wasn't about the mechaper. But anyway, the point is that ashem should win out because there's a minimum cost for a carbon asham as opposed to a carbon chatos. No, doing more on the mizbech beats out a cost. Asham kadum l'toda, adraba toda vel nazar kadmish kein tunim lechem. Maybe toda vel nazar should be not asham because it requires bread. Afilu achi kachi kachim adifi. No, but the factor of being kachi kachim is better, is a more prominent factor. Toda vel nazir v'chulei, adraba shlom kadmi. Maybe shlom should come before toda vel nazar kein yeshem v'tzibur kubiyachin. Because there's such a thing as shlom of tzibur, the kifsei atzeres. Safilu achi nechal niyom echad adifi. Still, the fact that something is eaten for only one day makes it better. Ibayilu, toda vel nazir is main kodem. Toda el nazir, which one comes first? Toda kadma shekein tuna dal mine lechem. Should toda come first because it requires four types of bread? Or dilma el nazir kadma shekein yeshim adam macherim. Or maybe el nazir should win because there are other types of karbonos that are brought together with the el nazir. Tashma zukot demus zush zutu nadal mine lechem vizuene tuna el shne mine lechem. The amounts of bread is the ultimate deciding factor. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up with Ashlamim tomorrow.